If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may be open to everyone you may lead us to. We ask that we may be your servants. We ask that we may glorify your name in all that we do, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a famous story from the book, you know, from the Bible. Well, Father, aren't they all famous stories? Yes, they are. Thank you very much. Thank you for correcting me. So anyway, speaking about yesterday's program. By the way, something I want to mention about yesterday's program. I spent the first part of it talking about the book, Catechism of the Spiritual Life, which I highly recommend to you. That's not a paid endorsement by any stretch of the imagination. I wouldn't recommend a book to you that was a paid endorsement to the best of my knowledge. I'd let you know that it was a paid endorsement, unless I actually loved the book too. But I've never had that situation, so I'm just, but I wouldn't recommend it to you if it was a paid endorsement. I would recommend it to you actually not being a paid endorsement, which is what I did yesterday. So keep that in mind. So we're talking today about Absalom. This is the story. Now, yesterday we heard David mention Absalom. If you go by your readings, remember you can find this in your daily readings. There's various publications. The Word Among Us, the Word Today, I think, is another one. I might have that wrong. I'll have to check that up again. The Bible.usccb.org, know thee. So Bible.usccb.org, Magnificat, and the bound versions are there as well. So anyway, we're talking about this story of Absalom, who is trying to seek a coup, to stage a coup against his father, David. This message is one of the most important messages you can understand if you're going to live in the church today. And many of the people who are Pope Francis's critics do not understand this message. I'll tell you that right now. So here is the message. Absalom is on his way to take care of the final stage of the coup, which is to overthrow his father's throne and take the throne himself. And on his way, he's got long hair and I think probably braided hair or something, because it obviously has to have some kind of tensile strength in it. And in doing so, he's obviously on a horse, because that's what they used. And as he's going under a tree, a branch, his hair hits a branch, and the branch basically gets embedded in his hair. It's not like the branch reached out and did this, so it's not like some miraculous thing. It's just something that happens. In a sense, you could say it's miraculous, but I want to divide this from the idea that the branch reached out and its limbs moved to grab his hair. So it wasn't anything like that. And because of that, Absalom is now tangled in the tree, and his horse keeps on going. So he is completely, totally vulnerable, unable to do anything, can't defend himself. The horse moved on, and he's stuck. And David's men come along and see him like this, and they take the normal step that they would if they understood that this was the enemy of David, without understanding that he was also David's son. So what happens is Absalom is stuck in between the tree and the earth, totally vulnerable. David's men come along. See, this is how we destroy the threat against the throne, and they kill Absalom. And they send a messenger to tell David. Remember, always keep this in mind. If you ever get transported back in time, don't be a messenger to tell David bad news. And even if you think it's good news, it may not be good news to him. So the messenger goes, and he goes to tell David. And when he arrives, David's prime concern is not whether this threat has been eliminated. He sees him as his son, which he is. So his prime concern is his son still alive? That's his concern, which obviously he's not. So what happens is the messenger comes and tells David the news. And you can tell me, I can tell you what happens next. Don't give David bad news. Even if you think it's good news, it's bad news. And he tells David the news. His son is dead. Because that was his whole concern. I mean, even as the messenger is arriving, he's seeing what speed he's going and saying that might be a sign that Absalom is okay. And that's all his concern was. And so he tells him that Absalom is dead. David kills the messenger because that's what he did. And what happens next, we're going to talk about on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. As you know, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. That's our chanted Mass. We even chant the Our Father. And so you'll hear me chant the Mass parts and the response, the people chant. It's really great. So if you're looking for a church that you want to say, I want to experience what goes on at St. Anthony, and I'd really appreciate it if you do, because people are telling me, well, we want to see more people coming. We figured more people would be coming from this radio show, so we'd like to see more people coming. So if you don't have a church, I'd like you to come and just, you know, see if maybe you'd like to help rebuild our church. Now, here's the thing I'm going to do. You have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So now there is this idea that you may have where you're sitting in the pew and you say, well, I'm not ready to contribute. I'm just coming to see what, you know, what it's like, and maybe I'll start coming here, but I'm just, you know, starting. And so you aren't ready to put anything in the collection, but you don't want to look like your hands hanging there. So here's what to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper. Put that in the collection. And that'll let us know that, you know, you're coming to experience the Mass, but you aren't ready yet to become a contributing part of the parish. So you just write the word radio down. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, doesn't go for any other parish or church, so keep that in mind. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And you know what? We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Do not throw the stone. We're also about a stone's throw from Harvard University as well. It's about a mile, actually, down Western Avenue that then turns into JFK Street. That's the same street. In Boston, it's Western Avenue. And in Cambridge, it's JFK Street. So we're talking about this reality. Now, why do I bring this? Why is this thing so important? It's really simple. Anyone you encounter, always think of this story. I've discussed this with gang members, believe it or not. I've discussed this with gang members when they've turned around, we want to get them. Really? Go look at the story of Absalom. And just as David still loved his son Absalom, even though he wanted to take over his throne, so does the father look at all his children, and that includes the group of gang members that you don't like. And keep that in mind. And if you know any, if you're listening here, well, you know, my son or daughter's in a gang, well, let them know this. You know, if you happen to be with, I'll even just show you, just, you know, you can even point this out. You happen to be part of Mara Salvatrucha 13, also known as MS-13. You listen to that and you hear those words and you realize that no matter what your leaders are telling you is your enemy, no one is your enemy, because Christ is there to lead everyone to him. And so that goes for people in the church. Well, we can't, those people are our enemy. Remember the story. No one is our enemy, and the Lord calls us to love all people. That's what he calls us to do. So keep that in mind. The Lord calls us to love all and act in that way. So we're called to lead others, and so we're not called to be exclusive except in the fact that we want to lead people to Christ. If there's someone who wants to come to the church and says, but I have no intention of seeking Christ, well, then why, you know, then you can say, well, why are you in the church? Because remember what the Pope says, the church is a hospital for sinners. Okay, so if the church is a hospital for sinners, right, why would you go there if you're not, why would you go to a hospital if you're not sick? Well, why would you go to a church if you had no desire not to be a sinner? Do you understand? So you realize that. But anyone who's seeking to encounter Christ, which is the whole thing where he said, where he basically is saying, I will change you. I will change your heart. I'll change your way of being. I'll change everything because I'm going to form you the way I want you to be. If you're not ready for that, well, that's a different story. You wouldn't want to come to the church. But other than that, if someone says, I want to encounter Christ, and you go, nope, your kind of people are not allowed here, that runs against the spirit of Absalom and David. Absolutely, because David is saying, but this is my son. And that was his prime concern. He didn't care that his son wanted to overthrow his throne and probably kill his father. He still understood, this is my son. And in that, we see the truth that David is giving us. His love for his son overpowers the reality around him. And remember that when dealing with others. See you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.